Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hubhopper Originals.
Many sectors are reeling from the fallout of COVID-19 pandemic as they stare into the abyss of impending recession. And fashion has not been immune. But aside from economic factors, the industry is also facing lasting structural change. Today we are in conversation with Ruchi Sali, Managing Director at Enviably Me India, having an exclusive India marketing and distribution for Melissa Shoes. Melissa Shoes is an invariably leading international brand in footwear industry. Hey Ruchi, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on House of Joe Season 2.
Hi Omkar. Thank you so much.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, very well, thank you.
That's great. So all you beautiful audience, you're listening to House of Joe Season 2 in association with Panout Media. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. So let's get started. So Ruchi, it's an absolute pleasure, as I told you, like, you know, because many of them were looking forward to a conversation into the fashion industry, into the footwear industry, apparel industry, and sort of we have managed to have you on the show. So you'll be sort of clearing the doubts and talking more about the expanse of the industry. So quickly starting off, footwear industry was affected due to COVID-19. So quickly brief me about what sort of never seen changes have you experienced during this COVID-19 times?
So I think the virus is taking a massive toll on the economic front. We have never seen before. I think there are businesses which are getting shut down, and if we see that international travel and production lines of major global businesses are closed, or maybe I would say they are not growing in the same way they used to. So I think there is a massive impact on every industry, and footwear is also, because it is fashion and is part of that industry. So I think one thing which is very beyond normal is that, you know, first time in the history we had to shut down the stores for at least 45 days when there was a lockdown. And there was, in fact, the impact on the online shipping as well. So actually the business on the front end was completely halted for 45 to 50 days. So that has shown a massive impact on the industry. And I think this I'm talking about industry as whole. So including the production lines. And it is like, you know, when things have started opening up, it is not the same the way it was before, because still there is a fear. So I think there's definitely a dip in the growth. And I think we are coming back to and reviving as well. But then, you know, I think it will take time, maybe another 5 to 6 months to come back to the normal. So I think this was quite different from what we have seen in the past, because generally, you know, sometimes growth happens and sometimes there is a dip in the growth. But this kind of completely shutdown has never happened. And and footwear is one industry which is mostly considered as a need. People generally buy it. So it is one of the fastest growing industries, I would say. But I think overall, because of shutting down of stores and because of less international travel, because of a break in the shipping of e-commerce, it has massively impacted the industry.
I see. So sort of it's like restarting the industry, but it's in the initial position of restarting. So almost it's going to take next 5 to 6 months to sort of get back into the game.
Yeah, I think it would be wise to say that ways. I think we might say that, you know, we are getting back to normal. But if you see that, you know, almost for 45 days, the production lines were closed. And it is not happening only in India. I think it is happening globally. I think because people had to follow social distancing amongst workers as well. And I think there was a need. So leading to stoppage of the production, the entire chain has been affected. The entire supply chain has been affected till the sales. So I think though we are back and though things are promising now and things are getting back to normal, I think it would take a little time to settle down once, you know, this fear is gone. And once we see that, you know, people can work normally the way they were doing before.
Right. Ruchi, COVID is pushing fashion industry to evolve. So in this case, in order to sort of expand the business territories for Melissa Shoes, what's your take on this?
I think it was time. I think it was time and COVID can be just the reason. But if you see overall, if I go a decade before and I see that, you know, how fashion was then and how fashion is now, I think because of COVID, there are few things which are accelerated and for good. And that is one thing which has happened better is a digital focus, which companies have started doing. So I think and also, and this is on the company's front as well as on the consumer front. So I think doing the online fashion shows and launching the collections online is something which is quite promising, because I think this is something which was required. And though, you know, we had a choice to do it physically and do it for some with some in some fashion show going there, like, you know, there are different fashion shows which keep on happening for shoes in Paris and Milan, because these are the fashion capitals of the world. But they had to do it digitally this time. In fact, you know, our own brand, we had to launch the collection online because we had to honor the social distancing measure. So overall, the entire shift which is happening from, you know, physical or offline to go to digital is quite promising, and it is the future of the world. So I think this is something which I see that, you know, which will keep on happening and will become a new change after COVID.
Right. Very true. So I think we are supposed going to be putting that traditional marketing behind and sort of going to be hugging the digital marketing strategies.
Yeah, I think I don't say that, you know, traditional marketing won't have any weightage. Definitely they have. But then, you know, traditional marketing is somehow confined to a geographical limit.
And, right. Digital, it has got its own constraints.
Yeah. For example, you know, India has so many important markets. And if you have to do a traditional marketing in one city, for example, Bombay, you will be only confined to that area in Bombay and or maybe whole of Bombay. But if you have to do digital marketing and also optimizing the resources, the returns on the investments are very, very high. So I think companies will keep a balance of traditional and digital, but I think traditional will get a little bit less going forward, and digital will be a more focus. So we can say that, you know, maybe 70-30. So what I see that will be the positive.
Very true. Because at the end of the day, ROI is very important.
ROI is very important. And, you know, I think it is important. And also we have to see the reach of each marketing channels or each marketing mode we are doing. Digital is more omni-channel. Digital is something which is quite promising, and you can have more eyeballs for this.
Yeah, like going forward with a similar question, like the same question that you answered right now. So what are the strategies that you guys have thought and which are likely to be executed soon?
I think for us, because we are a 2 years old brand in India, we launched Melissa Store in January 2018. And we saw that, you know, that was the right time to come to India. And we also saw that, you know, how India is changing and also the world is changing. One thing which we already started before COVID, much before COVID, that our focus on e-commerce has to be very has to be of a prime importance. E-commerce after COVID and maybe before COVID also, I think things have been changed very fast, at a very fast pace. For us, one thing which is promising for us, and one thing which we see that, you know, is the future of India as well, is e-commerce. Because generally, you know, I have seen that, you know, premium brands are not because of the price conscious market, they are not very very much available in on the various platforms, and they decide that, you know, how we have to present ourselves so that, you know, our brand positioning doesn't get compromised. I would say that, you know, that thought process will change after e-commerce, after COVID. So for us, the strategy which is of prime importance and which comes with the need, and also which we see happening at an accelerated rate, is having a high focus on digital marketing and having a high focus on e-commerce and selling our products through omni-channel strategy. Yeah.
Right. I get that. Also, dabbling into the most important aspect when it comes to Melissa Shoes, you guys sort of curate the cruelty-free and vegan products. So yeah. How important is it for an international brand to sustain in the market? Like looking at the DNA of the product and how people are perceiving it?
So I think this is a very, very important question and a very, very nice question. I think Melissa is one brand which is... which is very high on ethics, I would say, because we have our manifesto which tells us that, you know, we have to keep reminding ourselves to keep searching for extraordinary. So for us, we made a fashion out of plastic. So that is something which is very, very extraordinary for us, that, you know, we are part of the solution to the problem which people are talking about. And Melissa is a 40 years old brand. So I think it was long back when we started doing it. One of the key aspects that, you know, when I say that, you know, vegan is important and having a cruelty-free brand is important, is that, you know, there are so many problems which are related to I would say sustainability. When we talk about, there are so many things that, you know, we talk about wherein, you know, we have to kill animals to make our products. So I think Melissa took an initiative of converting fashion into plastic, and if you see our products are 100% recyclable. So because they are 100% recyclable, so we have our own way of contributing to sustainability. One is that, you know, the way it is more durable. We don't use animal footprint in our products. It is 100% vegan, and we have got the license from the original vegan society. And we are 100% recyclable. So all the products which are brought back, we can actually make a new product out of it. So I think this is a very, very interesting part of Melissa, which is related to sustainability.
Wow, that's quite interesting, because, you know, if you see, the debris are just increasing, and one such sustainable brand coming into the world and sort of clearing the debris, or sort of looking forward to a recyclable approach, is quite appreciated.
Yeah, I think I just love the way they have just made fashion out of plastic. I just love it.
Right.
Yeah.
So coming back to the personal life of Ruchi, so do tell us, like, you know, what's the day in Ruchi's life? Like, how committed you have to be? It's like real hard to be the marketing forefront for Melissa Shoes. Like, tell us more about you.
Yeah. So I think it's not hard, first of all, because I love what I do. So I think I'm very passionate for shoes. So, and especially Melissa, like I told you that, you know, I like the idea of sustainability and having making fashion out of plastic. So I think when you love something, so I'm very passionate about it. So and the commitment comes from the passion. So it's not hard. I love what I do.
Right, that's interesting. And so how do you plan your day? So what's that secret mantra? Because definitely you are operating on such a high end, there are so much of responsibilities, tasks that you have to sort of accomplish. So what's that secret mantra? What is that discipline?
So I think for me, the discipline starts with planning my calendar a week in advance.
Oh.
So I generally make sure that, you know, whatever I have to do, and now it has become more challenging because when people and the team is working from home, you have to make sure that, you know, everything is in order. So I think for me, for my, the day starts with, you know, looking at, you know, how I have to, we generally have the core meeting and we have different days when I have contributed to different parts and different departments or desks to manage that, you know, the entire business goes smoothly. So I plan my calendar a week in advance and I start with sales. So I have a very high expansion and a growth focus. Though we had to have the expansion pushed for next year because of COVID. And I think this is what everybody has done. Like, but then, you know, I told you that for us, e-commerce is a high focus. So generally we are doing that. So in a nutshell, my days are planned a week in advance. And I start and I contribute equal time for my each team, whether it is marketing or merchandising or sales or support functions like an administration. So I participate in each and every team and each and every work. And I do take breaks as well. Otherwise, it will be quite boring.
Right.
For me, a quick breaks are good enough. But I think I like enjoying. So for me, it's not a work. It is something which I love to do, like I said. So this is something which how I balance my entire day.
Wonderful. I really loved the idea of planning your day a week before. I mean, that's quite a big discipline.
Yeah. I think you have to do it because if you don't do it, then it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Right. I think, for us, we have to make sure that, you know, what product has to be launched in, what store, what offers have to be put. Because retail is area which is very high on transactions and very high on serviceability. So one has to plan in advance so that, you know, everything gets smooth. Otherwise, you know, you get lost.
True enough.
Yeah.
So the next one is quite an abstract question to sort of indicate a bit of a fun, I would say, to sort of indicate and indulge into the fun segment. So is it a choice or a compromise? It's all up to you. Tell us.
I think I would say that, you know, this is a tough one. So
out of all, it's a tough one.
Yeah, I think it would. I would have immediately given you an answer if it was that easy. But I think it is most of the time choice. But I would be lying if I say that, you know, I don't have to compromise in some areas. So I think we always have to make a choice when we have to take a decision. But I think sometimes looking at what we have to decide and looking at that, you know, everything goes right, we have to compromise as well. So, and you know, if it had to be only my way, then I would not be a team player, I would say. So I think it's both. Sometimes you have to compromise and you have to learn from what you are doing. And I take compromising also very positively.
True.
Yes, because I think in some areas of life, when things... so for any person, things are not always not in control and everybody has to compromise. So I think it is up to us that, you know, once we take a decision to compromise, then taking a choice, what we do after that. So I think I would say that, you know, I would love to have my own choices and do the things as per my choice. But then, you know, life doesn't happen that way. So I think I would say that, you know, I choose as well as I compromise on few areas so that, you know, I'm able to do what is right.
All right. All right. So thank you so much for taking effort and sort of answering this question, because definitely it was a tough one. Sorry to put you in this.
No, I think it is a very, very nice question and which is very important for leadership as well, because, you know, sometimes we think that, you know, if we choose this, it is right. But then, you know, leadership is all about learning and unlearning and seeing that, you know, whatever, seeing the things or having a perspective from somebody else's eyes as well. So when you, of course, you know, you don't know everything in the world. So I think this is a very important question when you're at the senior role. Yeah.
Right. True enough. So concluding with the very last question, does the future looks bright and why? Do you sort of have to adjust or restructure certain verticals in order to make it look bright?
I would say yes, the future definitely looks bright. Whatever has happened has happened. And I think we are already into a new normal phase. So I think we have seen a degrowth and we have seen a dip in the sales, and we have seen that, you know, things have been getting back to normal again. But overall, when we see ourselves, I think I will specifically talk about my brand. And I think our brand is started picking up. In fact, you know, we just had to stop because shipping was not happening. Otherwise, you know, e-commerce for us was always promising. So I think it is quite promising and future is very bright. You just have to hang in tight there, and things will be back to normal. And footwear is one accessory which is a need, and Melissa is, you know, comfort with style. So for us, you know, even if it was COVID, we were rocking. And going forward also, we see that, you know, it's very nice and quite positive for us.
Wonderful. Yeah. So Ruchi, it was an absolute pleasure, and I thoroughly enjoyed as we spoke about all the three tenses of the fashion industry, the past, present and the future. Yeah. Talking about the cruelty-free products, how people are pursuing it, talking about the recyclable aspect, as well as talking about the importance of ROIs and how digital marketing has the more weightage. So thank you so much for being in conversation and taking out time to make this happen. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Omkar. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All the wonderful audience out there, tune into this episode wherein we were in conversation with Ruchi Sally, who is handling the marketing for Rent for Melissa Shoes, which is an international brand. So tune in, there's lots more to learn, and keep listening to House of Josh Season 2, your unbounded dose of Josh in association with Panout Media. Do like, share and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की, सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कॉन्टेंट।
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.